So again, while we're in heaven, there'll be this big tribulation upon the earth.
所以当我们都在天堂上的时候呢，在地球上正在发生七年的大灾难。
And that is Satan's almost last opportunity to prove himself that he could actually be a nice guy.
这是撒旦最后的一次机会，能够在地球上表达他其实是一个不错的一个领袖。
Actually, I said almost last because he gets one more chance at the end of the millennium.
我们说几乎是撒旦的最后一次机会，为什么说几乎呢？因为在后来的千禧年的时候，他还有一个机会。
Because what happens when Jesus Christ returns, Satan is thrown into the abyss for 1,000 years.
因为当耶稣基督回到世界上来的时候呢，撒旦是会被关到地底的监狱里。
It's a prison. They'll be chained in, they call it chains of darkness.
这真的是一个监狱，因为所有的被丢到地底下的这些人，包括撒旦，他们都会在黑暗中用铁链绑着。
It's an interesting concept. That's Jude chapter 1 verse 6, where it talks about these chains of darkness.
在犹大书里的第一章第六节有讲到，就是 这整件事情是一个很奇特一个概念，就是他们是被黑暗所绑锁。
And the best translation is to say that they're being kept in chains of darkness.
最好的一个翻译的说法呢，就是他们在黑暗中被绑锁在地底下。
Because angels have these bodies of light.
因为你们要了解，所有的天使他们都有一个发亮的身体。
And somehow the light that they emit is at a different frequency from what the human eye can see.
比较特别的是呢，这些天使他们所发出的光不是我们人类的眼睛可以看得到的，因为它有不同的一个频率。
And the range of light that the human eye can see is actually very small compared to the complete spectrum of light.
而人类可以看到的任何的光线的频率的范围是非常小的，跟所有的各种频率的光来比的话。
We have what's called for the human spectrum of color. We go from red over to violet.So that's the range of the spectrum.
因为我们人类能看到的这个光谱就只有红色到紫色。
But if you go further to the left of the spectrum, then that would be infrared, which means a little less than red.
那在红以下的频率呢，是所谓的红外线，这是我们几乎眼睛看不到的。
And then you go to the far side of the spectrum, that's ultraviolet.
那紫色以上的这个频率呢，就是叫做紫外线，这也是人类的眼睛无法真正看到的。
That's where electromagnetic waves are operating outside of a frequency that we can see. So they're at a frequency that the human eye cannot catch. So it's the angels are somewhere in the frequency of light that we can't see.
所以呢，天使他们所发出的光其实是在我们人类的眼睛可看可见光以外的这种频率的。
But when they're put into this prison, it's like their light is turned off, so they can no longer move. It's like all of a sudden they have no power. There's no physical power anymore.
所以当这些堕落的天使们被关到了这个地底下，他们的所有的光就好像被关掉了一样，他们已经完全无法发光，那他们就像也就所有力量能力也全部都被关掉了。
It's probably something similar to if a human body could be frozen but not dead, so that the soul would still be operating but he's completely frozen and can't move.
这个感觉有一点像人如果他被冰冻了，然后他的魂还在哦，可是人被整个冰冻起来无法动的那种状态。
That must be real torture.
这一定是一种非常恐怖的折磨。
Not so much a physical torture, but that mental torture that you're stuck and you can't do anything. But you're still thinking, you know, that the brain would be working overtime. Yeah.
所以这种感觉就是非常恐怖的，你全身无法动，但头脑却依然可以思考。那这种感觉是一个非常严重的折磨。
But that is their just punishment.
这就是神给的这些罪犯罪堕落天使们的一个刑罚。
And that's where they'll be for almost 1,000 years.
而他们会在这个状况下长达一千年之久。
Okay, and we know that at least Satan, he will be allowed out at the end of the millennium, probably by himself actually. So the other fallen angels, they'll be down there as well. But Satan will be allowed out of that prison, one last time.
Only himself.
just by himself, that's the way the scripture records it.
那在根据这个圣经的说法，在这个千禧年，这一千年间，所有的这些不信者，还有堕落的天使和撒旦在地底下，最后千禧年结束的时候，撒旦将会被单独的被拉出，从地底下拉出来。
We have another chart later on where we can actually see the legal aspects of how God is allowing Satan to cross-examine the witnesses or to be cross-examined. And these opportunities he's getting, that's an opportunity for him to prove himself.
因为在这个时候呢，我们会有另外一个表可以让大家看到，就是撒旦呢，他会最后一次的哈，可以做法庭的一个申辩，一个申诉。
Okay. So anyway, that's the overview of the dispensations there. So this is categorized into five parts.
现在大家看一下哈，就是这是一个比较简单的时代论的表。是把整个时代，人类时代分成了五块，五个时代。
This one here, I did actually send it through to the chat groups originally.
这个表呢，我有发给大家。
This chart here, we can see that here we have the resurrection at the end of each dispensation.
好，在这张表上面呢，这个比较复杂的表上面哈，我们可以看到，就是每一个时代结束的时候，都有一个复活。
That's right.So here we have at the age of the hypostatic union, Jesus Christ was the first one to get the resurrection body.
在我们现在看啊，就是这张复杂的表里面提到了这个人神合一的这个时期。那这个时期结束的时候，正是耶稣基督他成为复活状态的第一个。
He is the first fruits.
他是第一个结果的。
Okay, and it's only appropriate, obviously, that the Savior and the Messiah is the first one to get the resurrection body.
这是很合理的，因为救赎者以及弥赛亚合体的耶稣第一个得到复活的身体。
And the resurrection is a very important part of the gospel message, actually, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在我们的福音书里面，很重要的一个事情就是耶稣基督的复活。
Because if Jesus Christ was not raised up from the dead by God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, then he wouldn't have been the Savior.
因为如果耶稣基督没有成为圣灵及我们天父，经由圣灵跟天父提供他的一个复活的话，他就没有办法真正成为救赎者。
And that he died on the cross and been buried and nothing happened, which would mean that he wasn't the Savior.
如果呢，耶稣基督在经过传道之后，虽然他做了很多神迹奇事，但是如果他死上了十字架之后没有再复活的话，他就代表他不是这个真正的救赎者。
Okay, so the resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that God was propitiated, that God was satisfied with his work on the cross.
而当耶稣基督他能够复活，代表是上帝，我们的天父是对于耶稣的所有的作为是满意的。
And it also is evidence to us that by believing in Jesus Christ, that we too will be given that same power, you know, that God will give us our resurrection bodies, we too will have eternal life.
而因为耶稣基督也让我们这些信徒更有信心，就是当我们相信了耶稣基督之后，我们将来也会能够得到一个复活的身体，而就是复活了。
That's why I cannot understand these religious people, the following people like the Buddha, whose bones are scattered all over the world and in different cities and stuff. The guy's dead, and he's always been dead.
所以这件事情也让我不能理解，为什么一堆人要去相信佛陀？这个他死后呢，他的骨头全世界到处都有，他再也不会活起来的一个佛。这个佛已经被证明了，他是不能拥有复活的身体的。
You know, there's a lot of other religious leaders in the world, whether it's Muhammad or Confucius or you know, these philosophers. These people are dead, and they will always be dead.
而就像其他的宗教的领袖，他们都是死了以后就死了，完全没有机会再复活的，他永远没有永生在那些宗教领袖的头上。
So Jesus Christ is resurrected and we believe that, and because of our belief in that, that's why we have eternal life in him.
而耶稣基督他是复活了，而且我们因为相信了这个复活的神，我们也将确定我们将会复未来会有复活的身体。
Okay, now Jesus Christ was the first to be resurrected at the completion of his dispensation.
耶稣基督他的复活也成为这个时代的结束。
The church age, which finishes at the rapture, this marks the end of our dispensation. We get our resurrection bodies.
所以呢 在这边呢我们讲到了教会时期，就是从耶稣复活起一直到我们所有的信徒被提，就是教会时期的结束。
Okay, so even though believers have died during the church age, they're only in interim bodies until the day of the rapture.
所有的在教会时期的信徒，如果中间去世了的，他们会得到一个暂时的身体，一直到所有的人被提以后。
Okay, and again, you know, we're just waiting for the end of our dispensation. We get that resurrection body at the end of our dispensation.
我们会所有的在教会时期出生的人，当我们被提的那一刻，我们将会得到复活的身体。
And now the tribulation marks the last part of the age of Israel. Remember the tribulation, 7 years, that's the last part of the age of Israel.
那我们要再讲到后面的这个大灾难的七年，它将会是以色列时代的最后七年。
And this marks the time when all of the Old Testament believers who are in heaven in their interim bodies, plus all of the tribulational believers, they will get their resurrection body at the end of the tribulation.
而在大灾难时期呢，结束的那一刻，好，所有的旧约时代的信徒，他们那些都在天上用着暂时身体的那些信徒，以及在大灾难时期又信了耶稣的这些新的信徒，他们会在大灾难时期结束的那一刻都一起得到复活的身体。
Yeah, so if you believe in Jesus Christ during the tribulation, you're actually considered as part of the Old Testament believers.
所以在大灾难时期才出生，或者是在大灾难时期也信了耶稣基督的人，他们会被当作跟旧约时代的那些信徒一样，会在这个时候得到复活的机会，在大七年结束的时候，大灾难的七年结束的时候，得到复活的机会。
Okay, and that actually includes all of the Old Testament believers, not just from the age of Israel, but going all the way back to the time of Adam.
这个讲的这些人呢，就是包含了所有旧约时期的所有的信徒，这也包含了亚当与夏娃。
Okay, now then we go into the millennium.
那我们现在再来谈千禧年。
And you're going to have millennial believers. You're going to have, you know, these will be humans from the tribulation that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The ones that are not yet dead, they're still in their human bodies. These are the ones that repopulate the earth in the millennium.
那我们讲到这个所谓的千禧年呢，是有一些人呢，他们在大灾难时期信了主的，他们也会在千禧年还活着的这些人，他们会成为千禧年一开始人类的这个人口。
Okay, remember when Jesus Christ comes back, he separates the believers and the unbelievers, the sheep and the goats.
不要忘记，当耶稣基督在大灾难时期最后结束的时候，他回到了人间，他会把所有的人类分成了山羊跟绵羊。
Okay, and the unbelievers will be destroyed with the baptism of fire, so they'll be taken out with fire.
当耶稣基督回到地球的那一刻，就是七年大灾难结束的时候呢，那一些山羊，就是不信者，会被大火全部烧死，然后他们的魂会被拉到地底下去。
Okay, and then the believers, they go into the millennium.
而那些信神的信主的，他们会有机会，就是他们就活着进入了千禧年。
In normal human bodies.
带着他们一般正常人的人类的身体。 到千禧年去。
But they'll be in a perfect environment.
但是那个千禧年是一个完美的环境。
Now, during the time of the millennium, you're going to have people being born, lots of people being born, because it's a perfect environment, perfect economy. So, people are going to have hundreds of children, probably. So the population is going to increase very quickly.
And they won't die?
There's no natural death.
然后呢，在千禧年间呢，这个时代是因为它是完美的，所以那些人类呢，他们可以在这个千禧年间不断的繁衍，所以会搞不好一个人他会有100个孩子，而他们都不会死。
But you're going to have believers and unbelievers. It's the same case. People will be presented with the gospel. Some believe, some don't believe.
但是在千禧年间，所有的人他一样会被福音传播，但是还是会有一些人相信，有些人不相信。
Even in perfect environment with a perfect king, Jesus Christ, people are still going to reject God and His plan.
在千禧年间，即使有这么美好的生活，然后还有一个完美的这个领导人，就是耶稣基督在管理这个国度，仍然会有一些人就是不愿意接受。
Now, just to finish off here, so at the end of the millennium, you're going to have people that are born or if they died during the millennium and believed in Jesus Christ.And those that are living at the end of the millennium, they will all be changed into resurrection bodies. If a believer dies in the millennium, he goes to heaven into a body.
But you are saying they are not going to die.
No, there's some people will die. For example, if they do something wrong, a crime, they'll be executed. There'll be executions. Jesus Christ will rule with an iron fist.
好，所以在千禧年间，人是不会自然死亡的，所以还是有一些人他可能犯了罪而被处决，所以这些人呢，他们还是会死的。那这个死的人
，So if they are believers, they go to heaven and interim bodies.
But if they are good people, why they die?
You don't think believers murder?
No.
Believers murder people.
Oh my God. So only the murderer will be...
Well, probably. And some people might be murdered. So a bad person might murder a believer. He goes to heaven.
Or suicide.
Or suicide, yeah. It's anything possible, right?
好，所以呢，在千禧年间还是会有死亡。但是这个死，如果是信徒死了，他就会到天堂，带着他的暂时的身体到天堂。然后如果是不是信徒的，他们死了，
That's right.
就会他们就到地底下的地狱里。
So, but the number of deaths should be quite small, but there still will be death.
也许当然，这千禧年的死亡的人数一定是很小的、很少的，但还是会有一些死亡。
Okay, but then we see on the chart here it says resurrection of millennial saints. This happens at the end of the millennium.
然后一直到千禧年的结束的时候呢，就会发生了所谓的千禧年的复活。
Yeah, because the dispensation is finished.
这因为呢，这一个千禧年的时间就时代就要在这里结束的时候呢，这些复活也就要发生了。
Believers that had died and gone to heaven in interim bodies, they will come back to the earth, and their bodies will be changed into a resurrection body.
好，我们要了解这个所谓的复活呢，是那些死去的在天上的带着临时身体的这些人会回到地球，转换成。复活的身体。
And then for believers that are still alive in human bodies at the end of the millennium, that human body is no good to go into the eternal state, so they need to be changed into a resurrection body.
而在千禧年还没有死的活的人类呢，他们就也会在这个千禧年结束的时候呢，他们也会从人类的身体转变换成复活的身体，因为只有复活的身体才能进入永生的那个世界。
Yeah, and very similar to the rapture that occurred at the end of the church age.
那个感觉呢，就很像在他那个转换，就像我们这个教会时期的人信徒他在被提的那一刻的转换的状况是一样的。
Notice on this chart, just to finish off, that there's also the resurrection of the unbelievers. These are the ones of all through human history, unbelievers in torments, and they will be brought up.From torments.
而在最后千禧年结束的那一刻，当信徒被提，被变成复活的同时呢，在地底下的地狱的那些非信徒也一样被拉上来。
Okay, so even the unbelievers have a resurrection for them. But it's only to go to the Great White Throne Judgment.
那个意思呢，就是这些在地狱里的非信徒，他们也是有了一个被提的复活的状态，但是这是一个非常短暂的，因为他们只是要带着复活的身体来到大白宝座前接受审判。
Okay, hopefully this explained the concept of resurrections and raptures and stuff like that. It's been quite a long topic.
好，希望这个能够把被提跟所谓的复活这整个很复杂很长的一个过程呢，做了这样的一个解释，希望大家明白。
Okay, if you have any questions about that, just write them to me. No, we can't do it on the Zoom because we don't have time. But you can write them and then if, you know, we can address those on Sunday if there's any questions.
如果对于这个主题有任何的问题，麻烦你们用写的给 Tim。那 Tim 他会整理之后呢，在礼拜天的课程再做回答。
Okay, but if there's no questions, then on Sunday we can continue on with the main topic about the angelic conflict.
好，如果没有什么问题的话呢，我们礼拜天就会继续的讲天使的征战这个主题的后面的一些课程内容。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had.
感谢天父给我们刚才的这些时间。
For this topic about dispensations and resurrections.
让我们能够理解时代论以及被提的这个事情。
And that we can have an overall idea of your plan for humanity.
让我们能够有一个完整的一个全部的对于你对人类的计划。
We give thanks that you can explain these things to us, that we can make that a part of our thinking processes.
我们要感谢你让这些事情让我们理解，然后让我们在我们未来的思考中可以运用得上。
We pray that we can also see applications that can be made.
那我们甚至希望这些运用在我们的生活上是可以发生的。
In order that we can grow spiritually.
让我们能够可以更有灵性的成长。
And to glorify you.
能够荣耀你。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的所有的感谢是因着耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.